Recorded Books Inspirational presents an unabridged recording of Lady of Milkweed Manor by Julie Klassen, narrated by Simon Preble, and directed by Abigail McHugh. This book is copyrighted 2008 by Julie Klassen. This recording is copyrighted 2008 by Recorded Books, producer and publisher of Recorded Books Inspirational, an imprint dedicated to stories of faith and the human spirit. The author opens with some lines excised from the sonnet To the Milkweed by Lloyd Mifflin. None call thee flower. I will not so malign the satin softness of thy plumed seed, nor so profane thee as to call thee weed, thou tuft of ermine down, fit to entwine about a queen. Ah me! Could he who sings on such adventurous and aerial wings, far over lands and undiscovered seas, waft the dark seeds of his imaginings, that, flowering, men might say, Lo, look on these wild weeds of song, not all ungracious things. And now, Lady of Milkweed Manor.
From Sonnets by Lloyd Mifflin. To the Milkweed. None call thee flower. I will not so malign the satin softness of thy plumed seed, nor so profane thee as to call thee weed, thou tuft of ermine down, fit to entwine about a queen. Ah me, could he who sings on such adventurous and aerial wings, far over lands and undiscovered seas, waft the dark seeds of his imaginings, that, flowering, men might say, Lo, look on these wild weeds of song, not all ungracious things. Prologue. When first I knew her, I thought her an amusing scrap of girl, silly and a bit grubby from her morning spent in the gardens. When not pottering about out of doors, she seemed always to be reading some poetic nonsense or other, and loved nothing more than to pose the most disturbing questions. Still, I liked her even then, and I think she admired me. But her father took notice and pronounced me unsuitable, effectively pruning our young friendship before it could grow into anything. I soon forgot about Miss Charlotte Lamb, or so I convinced myself. Years passed, and when I saw her again, she was altogether changed. Not only her situation, which had changed from privileged to piteous, but also her very substance. At least it seemed so to me. Others would look at her with much different eyes. They would see, perhaps, a fallen woman at the deepest point of humiliation, a woman to be flicked off one's sleeve like a disgusting worm, or an insect to be tormented. Cruel, overgrown schoolchildren that many are, they seem to delight in ripping off one wing, then another, watching in morbid glee as she falls helpless to the ground. To the gentler observer, she is a creature to be scorned at worst, ignored at best, but certainly not one to watch in hopeful anticipation. Day by day to witness her transformation amid the grime and clawing weight of her surroundings, not to wither nor shrink, but to unfurl, to become all that is sun and wind and flower and grace. I, of course, can only watch from a safe distance, safe for both of us. For me, now a married man, a physician of some note, a man of standing in town, and for her, whose reputation I am determined will suffer no more, not if it is in my power to prevent it. Yet, as I watch her there among the milkweeds, I confess all these thoughts fade away. I think only of her. How lovely she looks. Not abstractly beautiful, but perfectly fitted to the landscape, etched into a painting of purest golden glow above, and mad overgrown garden below. Gold, green, purple, heaven and earth. And there at the centre, her still figure, looking not at me but at the distant horizon, where the sun is spilling its first...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?